98.1 KZE on the line with me. Delighted to be chatting with the wonderful Haley Jane. Haley Jane Band joining us for the Frolic at the Farm on August 2nd at Rose Hill Farms in Red Hook. Haley, thanks for hopping on with me.
Hi, happy to be here.
Yeah, are you looking forward to frolicking with us?
I am. This is my very first frolic, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm not sure how we're going to differentiate a frolic from a regular evening of music, but I guess that's up to you. You're the headliner, so what do you think? How are you going to bring this into frolic territory?
Interesting. Well, as an avid frolicker, I really enjoy movement in general, so I have a feeling I'm going to bring my own style of frolic to the frolic.
Yeah, I think there's a good like frolic vibe to your music and your performances, right? I mean, like you guys like you move around a lot. The crowd is always
I like to think so.
Crowd is always jumping around, having a good time.
Yeah, movement is a very big part of my show, and so I love the name Frolic. It just it evokes such happy thoughts and movement and bounciness. So I think we'll do a good job, kind of staying true to the title.
For sure. And I mean, I think what we were thinking when we named it that was it's such a beautiful open space that we're doing it at. Have you been to Rose Hill Farm before?
I have not.
It is absolutely gorgeous. It's a beautiful orchard. There's, you know, just amazing views of the hills and then the mountains in the distance. And they make their own cider and wine. That's all incredibly delicious. And the vibe is very like you just want to like frolic through a field.
Yeah, and cider and wine do help with the frolicking.
100%. So, Haley, how has your summer been going? Have you been busy touring?
Yeah, it's been great. I love festival season. I love playing outdoors. Like you said, the beautiful scenery. We've been able to play around the U.S. in some really just epically beautiful places. So I'm really looking forward to seeing another beautiful place.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part about the summer is just getting to perform under the sky.
Yeah, absolutely. Does it ever get difficult? Mm-hmm. I imagine, there's the natural factors. There's the sun and the heat. Does that bother you at all? Or you don't mind at all? You're just happy to be playing in the summer?
Oh, yeah, I don't mind. You get used to it. I just feel so blessed that I get to do this, that I think you take those days in stride if it rains. Or sometimes you'll be so excited because you have an evening set, but the sun happens to be setting right in your eyes. But you shake those things off pretty quickly, because then you just look around and remember where you are and what you get to do, and the fact that this is my job and I breathe and remember how lucky I am. So I really don't let those things get to me.
Yeah. So tell me about the Haley Jane Band. I know it used to be the Primates and now it is the Haley Jane mm-hmm. Band. Tell me about that transition.
Yeah, it was interesting. I could have called it the Primates, but I really felt like, you know, I had gone through a few different incarnations of that band, a few different members and turnover. But by the end, before the pandemic, when we went on hiatus, it had been the five of us, the Primates, for a very long time. And when we came out of hiatus and the pandemic, you know, because we went on hiatus right before the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. So everybody went on hiatus.
Right.
But when it was time to come back, the gentlemen in the Primates, they'd all, you know, there's marriages and, you know, different things happening in different bands and different, and everybody had kind of found different things. And when I was ready to go back on the road, I found that, you know, I needed to find a new group, and it just didn't feel right calling it that. And so, you know, we went with Haley Jane Band. And now that I'm, you know, now that I found these guys, amazing musicians, I do feel like they deserve an identity. and so Haley Jane Band, it feels kind of like a placeholder right now, just because if I was the one writing all the songs by myself and they were just playing them, I would feel okay about Haley Jane Band. But these guys are so involved, and it is such a group effort. And while I understand that my name carries that familiarity now, especially in the Northeast, I feel like they're giving so much of themselves that we're trying to come up with a fun name. And so if you have any ideas, please, listeners, send them my way. We're trying to come up with something fun because they really do. We write everything together, and I feel like while I know I am the front person, I feel like we're ready for a name that encompasses the what they bring to the table as well.
Okay, well, so this is an interesting challenge for our listeners. Come to the Frolic, see the show, and then think about it. See, you know, kind of what the band...
Oh my God, we'll bring a jar.
Yeah.
You can put your name suggestion in. Oh, I love this idea.
Yeah, yeah. Our listeners out there, maybe you can be a part of the band's history.
Yeah. yeah, so we do. I want to come up with something fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe once you see us, you'll have a better idea of what our name should be.
Yeah, well, I've had the pleasure of seeing you kind of recently. I don't know if you remember, but you were at the Colony not that long ago, and I was DJing right after you. So I caught like the end of your show, and we said hi on stage briefly.
I do remember you. And how funny is that? I was just there Saturday.
Yeah, oh yeah. Who was playing?
Two nights ago. Yeah, just singing with the Dead Zet.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I got to catch the end of your show that night, and I mean, I was blown away. It, like, you know, obviously, like you said, you guys are a powerhouse group of musicians. You're an amazing vocalist, and the energy is so joyful. I mean, the crowd was having so much fun.
Yeah, it really, I really do adore that venue and that town just in general. Like, it really, there's such a unique group of people there, and they all came out and just brought the energy, and so yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing what Frolic has to offer as well.
Yeah, and again, this is we've made this an all ages show because Rose Hill is such an awesome place for families to come, and I'm really hoping to see a lot of kids just like wilding out to your music.
Oh, and when I see kids, I have some special things I like to do, and I love to get down there with them and come up with fun games or things to do while the boys are jamming. So I highly, highly encourage kids for people to bring their kids. I love working with children. I do feel like a children's album is in my future.
Oh, that would be really fun.
Yeah, I love it. I've worked with children before.
Okay, yeah.
I love it. Love it.
Haley Jane on the line with me. Catch Haley Jane Band not this weekend. That would be fun, but a few weekends from now, Saturday, August 2nd, Frolic at the Farm. Also, Leo Lovechild and Carlin and the Gents with a late night DJ set from me, if anybody is bold enough to hang around that long. Tickets are on sale now, WKZE.com. Haley, thank you so much. I am really, really looking forward to this show, and I'm so glad we have you guys on board.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to your set, too.
Oh, you gonna hang out?
Oh, yeah, why not? Might as well.
All right, well, hey, at least I'll be playing to the band, if nobody else.
Yeah. Do you ever collab with vocalists? We should do something. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'll set up a mic. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, perfect. See, that's how you do it.
Awesome. Frolic at the Farm, WKZE.com. Grab your tickets before they're gone. Haley, thank you so much for hopping on with me.
Thank you so much.